EY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. Winds will be out of the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms. Clear skies overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, clear in the upper 50s. And Wednesday, sunny skies, isolated storms in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 79.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he expects the next COVID response legislation, which is expected to include significant agriculture relief, to pass the Senate on August 6th. That's the day the Senate is scheduled to leave for recess through Labor Day. Grassley said negotiators over the bill will begin after the July 4th recess. Congressional Democrats want to extend current unemployment benefits and provide about $1 trillion in state and local government aid, as well as provide a new round of payments to all Americans. The White House and congressional Republicans are concerned that extending the current unemployment benefit prevents Americans from returning to work because they're too generous. And they also believe the $1 trillion for state and local governments is too much and enables bad management. But the White House and many Republicans appear to be supportive of another round of payments to Americans. These issues will dwarf agriculture issues, but there are serious differences on agriculture as well, including over raising the Commodity Credit Corporation cap, replenishing the CCC, and ensuring latter half of the year losses are covered, including the 2020 crop. The House passed bill does not address those issues. The Small Business Administration has posted a revised Paycheck Protection Program application implementing the PPP Flexibility Act of 2020. It applies to borrowers who are self-employed and have no employees or did not reduce the salary or wages of their employees by more than 25% and did not reduce the number of hours of their employees or experienced reduction in business activity as a result of health directives related to COVID-19 and did not reduce the salary or wages of their employees by more than 25%. You can find those new applications at sba.gov. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Beautiful new exterior siding on your house is one of the best ways to increase its value. Hometown Lumber and Hardware is glad to offer LP Smart Siding. It comes in pre-finished colors or primed and ready to paint. LP Smart Siding features longer-lasting curb appeal, installs easily, and provides superior protection against hail, wind, moisture, and termites. Get the warmth of traditional wood with the durability of engineered wood. It's available in cedar grain texture or smooth finish at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Mary.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced this morning that she's taking steps immediately to address the issues impacting the Kansas Department of Labor's ability to handle the volumes of claims for unemployment insurance in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. KSN News reports that Governor Laura Kelly has accepted the Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Delia Garcia's resignation, and the governor's Deputy Chief of Staff Ryan Wright will serve as the Acting Secretary of Labor until a permanent candidate is nominated for appointment. The governor said she will bring in specialists to look for different ways to improve response times for all Kansans applying for the unemployment assistance. In other news, Kansas State University has announced yesterday that they were pausing voluntary football workouts for 2 weeks after 14 players had officially tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Cake News reports that Gene Taylor, the athletic director, did say the health and well-being of the student athletes will always be the top priority. We felt like temporarily pausing football workouts and access to our facilities was the best decision for everyone. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A Wichita man has been sentenced to 3 years of probation in a 2018 crash that killed two women. Prosecutors said 40-year-old Tico Cayendo was sentenced Friday last week on two counts of involuntary manslaughter and the deaths of 21-year-old Uriel Salabo and 20-year-old Maya Latney. Jurors convicted him of the charges in March. Police found that Tito was driving 88 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone shortly before ramming his sports utility vehicle into the subcompact car in which the women were riding. If Cayendo violates his terms of probation, he could face up to 2 years and 8 months in prison. And a 31-year-old man from Kansas City was shot and killed Saturday. As police department spokeswoman Nancy Chartrand said, officers found 31-year-old Vincent Locke inside a home around 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Chartrand said Locke and a 51-year-old man had an argument before the shooting. The older man fled from the scene before officers arrived, but he was arrested later. Police detectives were talking to family members who were at a home at the time of the shooting to learn more about what led to the fatal confrontation. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Another Nebraska prison inmate has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says the new case was reported at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. So far, a total of 8 inmates and 20 employees in the state prison system have tested positive. State officials say anyone who had close contact with the inmate who tested positive will be told to quarantine themselves. Statewide, 17,707 cases of coronavirus and 244 deaths linked to the virus have been reported. Tyson Foods looking into reports that China's customs agency has suspended poultry imports from a Tyson facility in the U.S. after coronavirus cases were confirmed among its employees. A Tyson spokesman said yesterday that the plant in question is in Springdale, Arkansas. The spokesman said that all global and U.S. health organizations agree there's no evidence to support transmission of COVID-19 associated with food. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week. Public Works advised that onyx seal on the Herkimer and Bremen roads is complete. A bridge is needed in Rock Township on 25th Road between Navajo and Osage, which is impassable. Several budget requests were heard, including a $20,000 increase for the Register of Deeds, who has requested and budgeted moving part-time help to full-time, due to increased document filings and record requests. Commissioners gave the Register of Deeds discretion to charge for requests according to the time it takes to process the request. Marshall County Partnership for Growth advised that a grant of $132,000 was allocated to the county. They have 23 businesses pre-qualified for some assistance through the grant. Friday, July 10th, has been set as the deadline for businesses to apply. Recommendations will be brought to the board. Applications are available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website. The county health nurse presented an estimated cost for engineering services from CES Marysville for repair of the health department basement. The building is further settling, creating cracks in the walls and doors not fitting properly. The board recessed later in the day to tour the building. The emergency management director reported the county will receive federal SPARK dollars by the end of June. Estimated amount of money is $194 per person. Counties are encouraged to share these with schools and cities in the county. It's recommended that Marshall County form a task force consisting of community members to assist with allocation of the funds. Commissioners will need to pass the resolution once there is guidance. It was noted the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project is going to be a long process. The board is encouraging patrons to submit written correspondence with concerns to the county clerk's office. The board will host a town hall meeting in the future to address those concerns with the community, and commissioners will set aside 30 minutes the first Monday each month to hear concerns with 5-minute increments for community members. Nemahal County commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning. They're hoping to recruit local people with experience in the comprehensive planning process to help choose a planner. That group will meet again next week with commissioners to discuss the next step in the process. Purchase of a document drop box to be installed outside the main entrance of the Nemahal County Courthouse was approved. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed and approved bid openings for culvert projects, highway striping, and bridge match projects, including three bridges for a total of $930,000. The Sheriff's Office is finishing up budget expenses, including purchase of two vehicles. Supervisors commended the department for keeping within their budgets this year for the sheriff and the jail. The Riley County Emergency Dispatch Center received a call at 4:10 a.m. Friday morning stating there was a man walking, seeming disoriented, asking for a ride in the 12,900 block of Barton Road. While officers were en route to the scene, dispatch received a second call reporting a man had been found dead in the roadway near Leonardville. Investigation revealed the pedestrian, Christopher Day, age 38, of Leonardville, died of head trauma associated with being hit by a vehicle. Authorities are asking anyone with information contact the Riley County Police Department or Crime Stoppers. City of Marysville Swimming Pool opens Monday and will be open daily from 1 to 8 p.m. Individual admission and punch cards are available, and season pass prices have been reduced in price, reflecting a shorter season. Season passes must be purchased at City Hall. Free swim is offered Wednesday evening, 6 to 8:30 p.m., and will be featured July 4th from 1 until 8. Requests to open the pool for morning swim were denied at the last council meeting with a 4-4 tie vote broken by the mayor in the negative, with concerns over adequate staffing and additional cleaning responsibilities. Lois L. O'Neill, age 91, of Beatty, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, north of Beatty. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lois O'Neill. Dwayne L. Krulik, age 65, of Haddam, passed away Wednesday at his home. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Krulik. Mary Jolene Fisher Kohorst, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Kohorst.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we still have this cold front across the central parts of the Midwest and another cold front swinging down from the north, which is going to bring some chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day and into tonight. Finally, a high pressure system will move in as we head into tomorrow night, bringing dry weather, but more chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms with a greater chance as we head towards the end of the week and temperatures warmer back into the 90s Thursday into Friday. So across the area, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around the mid-80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10, gusts as high as 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, clear skies overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 50s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Recent record high, 98 in 2016. The average low, 65, and the record low was 53 in 2001. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Sky Watchers may be calling this the Summer of Mars. We've got your Red Planet viewing guide on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 22nd, the 174th day of the year. Newsman Brett Hume and singer-songwriter Chris Christopherson share a birthday, and the barricades at Berlin's Checkpoint Charlie were dismantled on this day in 1990. The planet Mars is shining extraordinarily bright this summer, so try to spot it on a clear evening. Right now, you'll find it rising shortly after midnight Eastern time in Aquarius. But as the summer progresses, it rises earlier each night and grows progressively brighter. A virtually moonless night tonight will make for easy viewing. Elsewhere, Venus will be glowing brilliantly in the pre-dawn hours, rising about an hour or so before sunup. At the same time, Jupiter and Saturn should be easy spotting about a third of the way up the southern sky. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac. For more stargazing advice, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. NASCAR investigating the discovery of a hangman's noose found in driver Bubba Wallace's garage stall on Sunday. Scott Carr has details.
NASCAR says the garage area where the noose was found is restricted to essential personnel. They've launched an investigation. Bubba Wallace is the only African-American driver in NASCAR's top circuit and has been outspoken in the last few weeks about the Black Lives Matter movement and corresponding protests. He even called on NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag, which they did June 10th.
Props to NASCAR.
In a statement, NASCAR officials say they're angry and outraged. Wallace took to Twitter Sunday saying he's incredibly saddened by it, but that it will not break him. Sunday also saw the first time NASCAR fans fans returned to the track in Talladega, Alabama, where a Confederate flag with a defund NASCAR banner was seen flying over the track. I'm Scott Carr.
Thank you, Scott Carr. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The medical director of the NFL Players Union has recommended that all players stop private workouts altogether. Correspondent Carolyn Mano says this comes as at least four teams have reported coronavirus cases since last Monday.
This could last right up until the start of training camps, which is set for 31 days from now at the end of July. Team facilities have been closed, so players have been looking for an edge in any possible way that they can get them. But now the NFL Players Association is asking them to refrain from doing so. The NFLPA issued a notice on Saturday saying, in part from the union's top doctor, that the goal is to have all players and their families as healthy as possible in the coming months, and that it's in the best interest of all players that they advise against any voluntary joint practices before training camp commences.
The league has said it does plan to play its season as scheduled, with the first game set for September 10th at Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors baseball team split a pair at Topeka Sunday. Marysville winning the opener 10-1. Topeka took the late game 5-4. Marysville American Legion Post 163 seniors host Fairbury Tuesday evening at 8 at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Reflections Hallmark 10-day sale is going on now. Get 20% off store-wide. Come and see what makes Reflections more than just your favorite Hallmark store, like summer clothing, garden decor, gifts for dad, collegiate merchandise, and of course, the largest selection of cards in the area. Hurry into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today, because this sale ends Wednesday.
There is a difference.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Each year, 1 week in June is set aside to celebrate and honor pollinators. This year, National Pollinator Week is June 22nd through the 28th. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. More than 80% of all flowering plant species rely on animals, such as native and honeybees, butterflies, moths, bats, and birds for pollination. Apples, pears, almonds, blueberries, melons, and squash are just a few of the crops that rely on pollinators. In addition, they pollinate plants that many wild creatures rely upon for food and shelter. Celebrate National Pollinator Week by making your backyard or balcony a pollinator-friendly habitat. Provide water, nectar-rich flowers, and work with nature to manage pests in the garden. You'll enjoy these visitors and the many benefits they provide you and your garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Everyone knows that Christmas is celebrated on December 25th, but at the opposite point of the year, another man's birth is celebrated. The story of his life and the song about him that influenced the way we learn about music is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the Bible, we are told that Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist. While she was still pregnant, she had a meeting with her cousin Mary.
In the story of the birth of Jesus, it says that when Mary visited Elizabeth after the Annunciation, Elizabeth was already in her sixth month of pregnancy. So the custom evolved of celebrating John's birth 6 months before the birth of Christ.
So the date of John the Baptist's birth was placed at June 24th, about 6 months ahead of Christmas.
Sometime in the early Middle Ages, somebody composed a hymn to John the Baptist, a hymn that was sung by Christians. It was in several verses, composed in Latin, and was incorporated into the evening prayer for John's birthday every year.
Paul Turner says the hymn was composed in Latin, but its message has an application for today.
What this hymn is asking is that our voices might be freed, our tongues might be loosened, so that we can praise God for the glorious deeds that have happened.
There was something else that made this hymn special, though.
But it was only later that somebody else took a harder look at this particular hymn and noticed something unusual about it, and that is that each of the successive lines of the hymn all ascend one note to the next. The fellow who discovered this, who is credited with the discovery, is named Guido of Arezzo.
Guido of Arezzo would turn the hymn into something we all know today. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the Great Bend hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket, John Deere 2020 gas tractor, 3 sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A, 300 utility international gas tractor, 2M, an H, and a C farmall tractor, 79 Ford 4-door, 43,000 actual miles. This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, Farmall H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling 2 rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. There will be an estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 801 Frank Marshall Drive, the corner of 20th and North Streets in Marysville. Selling a 14-foot upright freezer, 19-foot bottom freezer refrigerator, modern oak curio cabinet, lazy boy recliners, leather love seat, 5-piece oak queen bedroom set, 4-piece sleep number queen bedroom set, 5 full-piece full-size bedroom set, 3 and 5 drawer chest of drawers, modern round oak table with 6 chairs, wicker patio set, wicker back chair, combination safe, metal file cabinet, exercise bike, kitchen items, car and pickup sell at 1 o'clock, including a 2006 Buick Lucerne, 25,700 miles, 86 GMC Caballero, 61,000 miles, Lawn and garden items include a rear-tine tiller, self-propelled mower, gas weeder, and electric hedge trimmer. This estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday begins at 10 a.m. the corner of 20th and North Streets, 801 Frank Marshall Drive in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The prevalence of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
Obviously, the one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. You know, you could also ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. It can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. But Waddingham says some states allow producers to mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. Waddingham recommends that you not try to intervene because you never know the mentality of these criminals. Learn more about preventing hay theft at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
And his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. Tell the old story of Jesus.
vision, the people will perish. These words from the book of Proverbs remind me that having a vision isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Have you asked God to help you find a vision for your life? A vision can give you direction and guide your decisions, and your purpose in life certainly affects how you manage money. Spend some time thinking about how God's purpose for your life impacts your financial decisions. How much should you save, share, and spend? How much is enough for you and your family? And how can you live generously to make a difference in the lives of others? Ask God to help you catch a vision for your life and your finances. Then create a plan for how you want to live that vision. Include the resources you need and how you want to share your money, time, and talents with others. You'll find a more fulfilling life with this in mind.
How one food distributor got hammered by the pandemic. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators to follow application safety best practices when using foliar pesticide products this season. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
If a pesticide is potentially harmful to bees, the label is going to list all the precautions that need to be taken during its application. So, for example, a label may not allow application to blooming crops or even weeds when bees are foraging in or around the treated area. Before applying pesticides, be aware of that crop's bloom stage and how attractive it is to pollinators. To avoid exposing pollinators to pesticides, the application timing on the label related to the blooming stage of the crop and any other plants in the area needs to be strictly observed.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Coastal Sunbelt Produce is based in Laurel, Maryland, distributing produce and dairy products to food service and hospitality clients in all or parts of six states and the District of Columbia. CEO John Corso talks about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic.
Our business on the food service side effectively dried up overnight as on-premise dining ceased and hotel occupancy dropped and all these events got canceled. The company lost several hundred millions of dollars of revenue within the span of a couple of days.
Corso says the company was not going to give up.
So we huddled as a team. We realized what we were facing and we focused on how to right-size what we're doing and to pivot to new areas of growth. So our focus from the start has been one of live to fight another day. And the way we figured out how to do that is adjust our business to deal with the new reality and then position ourselves to win the fight.
If you caught Friday's episode of Farm to Fork, we talked about the USDA Farmers to Families Food Box program. Coastal was one of the companies that participates, helping to assemble and deliver food boxes to families in need. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your next 2020 summer harvest update, brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's check in again with Skimper Harvesting. J.C. Skimper has several crews across the state of Kansas now as we have made our way officially into the state of Kansas to begin our harvest. However, there has been quite a bit of moisture around the state. Has that impacted you guys?
For us, we cut in Kansas for about 5 days. We've had 4 days off now due to wet weather. For our beans, we did get a cut here at Pratt. It was really good wheat. We had anything from 45 up to 55 with some test weights of 60 to 63, which is pretty good for Pratt here. We've had a lot of moisture and came at the right time, we'll put it that way. Our machines out of Kinsley, Kansas, they've cut some making 77, some made 82. So over there in the middle of the state, south central, looks pretty darn good. Now, as we go west, we're going to Chattanooga. They were cutting continuous here just the other day, making around 12 to 15 bushel. That was continuous behind corn stalks, not real good, but the summer fallow and some of the other dryland fields will probably push 30 to 40, maybe even some 50. So it looks pretty promising. Now, if you go out towards Scott City, they had anything from an inch 80 to an inch out there last night of a hard rain that storm came across. But out of Scott City, we're looking at some 10 bushel wheat, but we've also got some 40s and 50s. Now, it won't be as good as last year, but we're still looking for a pretty nice crop. It is dry in the area, but they still produced a weak crop. They needed that drink of water for their corn.
Again, with Skimper Harvesting, that is J.C. Skimper as his many crews around the state of Kansas. Best of luck to you guys. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. That's the latest. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and...
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville opens 7 days a week.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The 2020 soybean crop is off to a good start, and there's not much reason to think it won't yield well this fall. That's one of the fundamental pegs the University of Illinois Extension Ag Economist has been watching related to where the price of the crop is headed. Todd Gleason with more.
Exports and domestic crush are two more fundamentals. These two are from the demand side and tracked like production and yield by the United States government. Those data points are released monthly in the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates and help Illinois Extension's Todd Hubbs put together some sense of where market prices are headed.
I don't see much upside for this marketing year. I'm hopeful for next marketing year. You know, the one of the big issues hanging over is the relationship between the U.S. and China continues to deteriorate. Who knows where that's going to be as we move into the fall and get deep into our harvest season. And on top of that, it looks like Brazil's going to put out a record soybean crop in the 2021 year. And so this competition is going to be stiff out of South America once again.
Well, the market has been more positive soybeans as of late, in part because of Chinese purchases. But as is the case for corn, supply is the overwhelming factor. And it means, says Todd Hubbs, even little rallies offer marketing opportunities.
I just think, you know, we saw that seasonal price rally, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago, and it came through for us, and that was a beautiful thing. I think uncertainty around the pandemic and export markets is going to stay with us for the rest of the year. So in these rallies, you know, it's time to think about pricing some soybeans, in my opinion.
I'm Todd Gleason.
And a broad coalition representing agriculture asking the president to preserve the Phase 1 trade agreement with China by holding China accountable for commodity purchases. The letter sent this week, signed by 192 groups representing all parts of the food chain and rural economies. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, starting out this week with some good news. And I'll talk about the fact the Farm Progress Show will happen after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Imagine how happy I was to get an email saying this event is not going to be canceled. But that's what happened last week when I got the announcement headlined Farm Progress Show 2020 is a go in Boone, Iowa. That had been on the plans, of course, for several years. But with the COVID-19 situation, I've been holding my breath on whether or not the Farm Progress Show will happen. But Matt Youngman, who is the special events manager for Farm Progress Companies, said, "We know that the market is dealing with a lot of issues, but agriculture is a critical business for this country, and farmers are seeking ways to be better at what they do, and nowhere is that more possible than the Farm Progress Show." But of course, the Farm Progress Show is a big event attended by thousands of people from all over the world, and you know what's been happening to those events so far this year. They have been canceled. Don Torti, who is Senior Vice President of Farm Progress Companies, said, "With support from officials in Iowa, show management is confident that hosting the Farm Progress Show in 2020 is filling an important service." He said, "Farmers are challenged to find better ways to do everything from planting to spraying to harvest. And that's not easily done simply by sitting at home attending a virtual event. There's a need to see the equipment up close and to gain a better understanding of how it will work in their operation." So, Boone, Iowa, September 1, 2, and 3 for the Farm Progress Show. And between now and then, we will be talking to Matt Youngman and to Don Torti about what you can expect to see at the 2020 edition of the Farm Progress Show. It's important because of the technology, because of the new equipment, and because of the time and the money that commercial exhibitors put into arranging and designing the display at the Farm Progress Show. And to cancel it at this point would have to change a lot of plans for a lot of people. But we're going to have a Farm Progress Show unless something changes, because they will stay in touch with the health department in Iowa to make sure that it's going to be safe to the people who attend and to the people who exhibit to come to the show. But let me give you the date again. September 1, 2, and 3, the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
The prevalence of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
The one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. Ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. All bales look pretty much the same, so it can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. In some states, producers mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction, and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about preventing hay theft at agriculture.com.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour on this first day of the new trading week, we are still seeing mixed to mostly lower numbers across the board, especially through the livestock, as June live cattle remain in the red, down 52 to 94.17. August sitting at 94.75, that's down 65 cents. Feeder cattle also in the red. August sitting down 65 cents to 131.90. September at 133.25, that's down 62. And still a triple-digit drop for lean hogs, July down 162 to 46.82, and triple-digit losses from there on. Mixed in the grains, as the wheat complex still stronger here through the lunch hour, Chicago Spring and Kansas City wheat all slightly higher. July KC wheat up a half a cent to 428.75. September's up 1.25 to 437.5. Corn still a bit lower now, as July corn down 4 to 328.5. September's down 4.25 to 333 a bushel, and the soybeans also slightly lower, as July beans down a quarter at 876.25. August down 1.25 to 874.75. July soybean meal drops 80 here through the lunch hour to 286.20. And July soybean oil is down 17 points to 28.35. Cotton mixed to slightly higher, as July cotton now up 70 points to 62.26. October also up in the green, but they do see some red into the later back months there. Into the energy markets here through the lunch hour, mostly higher. Slight gains as crude oil is up 39 cents a barrel, back to $40.14. August sitting at 40.29, that's up 46 for the day. Unleaded gas gains a penny, back to 128 a gallon. Heating oil is fractionally higher to 121, and natural gas is slightly higher as well to 167. Looking at the stock markets here through the lunch hour, we see the Dow Jones back up 111 to 25,983. The S&P and the NASDAQ are also slightly higher, including the NASDAQ back over 10,000. June gold and silver also in the green, and the dollar index a bit lower. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and...
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMBY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.